Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pretty much guaranteed that Nebraska is going to show up on NBC at least once this year. We don't
under
know
the lights.
We don't know that time yet. But there's a few options later on in the season. You know, you could go. I mean, everybody's want that Michigan game is probably big noon. Would be my guess, even though it was under the lights a couple years ago. But that was an ESPN ABC deal.
Feels like it. Nebraska will have a. Theoretically, a decent record still.
Yeah.
Be very attractive to brands.
Do Nebraska Northwestern on NBC. You could do Nebraska Michigan State on NBC. Nebraska Maryland on NBC.
Nebraska Northwestern, like you can talk about its meaningfulness, but it produces a good game most of the time.
Usually.
It is competitive.
Unless it's 56-7.
Unless that one time.
Usually. It produces something. It produced me freaking out last year. That's what it...
Remember that onside kick?
Yeah, I do. But will Nebraska show up on Peacock only at any point this year? We wait. We wait and find out.
You said there will be 9 exclusive?
I believe that was the number, yes.
And 3 of them have already been announced?
3 of them have been announced.
I like their chances to avoid Peacock.
Okay. We shall see. Once again, if you missed it, Nebraska will start off the season at Minnesota on Fox on the Thursday night. Night game at Colorado, big noon, which is 11 a.m. here, which is 10 a.m. there on Fox. Northern Illinois' FS1 as a night game for the home opener. And the Black Friday matchup with Iowa will be on CBS, and it will take place at 11 o'clock in the morning. Kegs and eggs right after a lovely Thanksgiving. We didn't talk about Logan Smothers yesterday. Let's do this real quick.
Okay.
Actually, let me push that just 2 minutes. A lot of back and forth about Trey Alexander right now, and I saw an exchange that is very good. So there's basically 2 burner accounts that were reporting different things regarding Trey Alexander and his professional status next year. And they were going against each other. And then one of the burner accounts said, actually, no, I agree with the other burner account now. My source backed off. And so I guess the other burner account won the burner account battle. And the thing that they both agreed on, this is just what the burner accounts are saying, do not take this seriously, is that Trey is leaning toward coming back to Creighton next year. So I don't know. If you believe the burner accounts, lock that one in. Anyway, okay. Logan Smothers.
The burners are saying.
It's a lot like the blogs. It's actually less reputable than the blogs.
Sure, absolutely, 100%.
Okay. All right. Logan Smothers is going to Jacksonville State. I thought in honor of Logan Smothers going to Jacksonville State, we take a quick, brief look at Nebraska's history of quarterbacks that they've recruited over like the last decade. Would you like to join me on this fun ride?
I think I would.
So Logan Smothers was the class of 2020. He started, what, one game or two game? One game for Nebraska, the Iowa game in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Almost won. That was cool. Played I think, you know, just to get where it is and what it means for Nebraska right now, I don't know if there was ever an opportunity for him to come back. Obviously, you know, he is from that area of the country, so wanted to go home. They are moving up the Conference USA this year, coached by Rich Rodriguez. Jacksonville State is, so might have been a good opportunity, just the right opportunity for him. But he's off in Nebraska's quarterback room is left the way it is right now. Let's start in 2022. Richard Torres, never played a snap, already gone, transferred to Incarnate Word. 2021 quarterback commit for Nebraska was Heinrich Harburg.
Oh, yeah.
Also hasn't played a snap and may be in line for a couple this year. Logan Smothers was the 2020 guy. The 2019 quarterback that Nebraska recruited out of high school was Luke McCaffrey. You remember Luke McCaffrey?
I do.
Yes. He did play some quarterback for Nebraska. He was thrown weirdly into a quarterback battle, and then he was a wide receiver, and then he quit, and then he went to Louisville to try and become a quarterback, where they already had a 3-year starting quarterback, left Louisville, then went to Rice to become a quarterback, and then said, actually, I think he'd be a really good wide receiver. And guess what? He's become a really good wide receiver.
Yeah.
So that's the story of one Luke McCaffrey.
Hmm.
2018 was Adrian Martinez. That one worked out, generally.
Sure.
The 2017 quarterback that Nebraska took was Tristan Jebbia. We could go through the fun ride of Tristan Jebbia as well, who left Nebraska prior to the 2018 season after losing the job to Adrian Martinez. Went to Oregon State, played there for a long time, started, backed up, team captained, that sort of thing. And now will play his final year of eligibility at Ohio State.
Oh.
That's right. He will play his final year of eligibility at Ohio State.
I had forgotten.
Yeah. Don't think he'll play much, but he will be there. The 2016 Nebraska quarterback that they took was Patrick O'Brien.
P.O.B.
P.O.B. had a moment in time and then left after 2.5 years, right? Went going into his second spring or third spring. Anyway, never really played, never started. Didn't take one in 2015, 2014. They took a quarterback by the name of A.J. Bush. You may know the name A.J. Bush, Josh.
We don't use B word at Iowa Western.
He had a really good spring game once and never really saw him that much on the field. 2013 was a guy by the name of Johnny Stanton, who up until last year or 2 years ago was still kicking around as a fullback in the NFL. Good for him.
Hmm.
2012 was a guy by the name of Tommy Armstrong, who had a pretty good 4-year career at Nebraska and now is the quarterback of the league champion Omaha Beef.
10-0 regular season.
2011, they took a guy by the name of Bubba Starling. He was here for a fan day once and then went on to become the second, third, fourth overall pick in the Major League Draft by the hometown Kansas City Royals and went there and had a really good minor league career.
And retired.
Never really came to fruition for him at the Major League level. Did get a crack in the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't quite pan out, but he made a lot of money. And we end in 2010 just because I wanted to end on this name, and that would be the quarterback that they took in 2010 named Breon Carnes, who once again had a very good spring game. Now, I will say this. There are two historically significant starters in the Nebraska football record books in among these names, and that would be Tommy Armstrong and Adrian Martinez. Their names are all over the record books. They're responsible for a whole lot of total offense. There are a few names that never played a snap at quarterback. And there are a few names that are more famous at Nebraska for their one spring game, for their one cool spring game.
Oh, we love a one cool spring game.
We do love a one cool spring game. Poll question. Do we love a one cool spring game guy? We kind of do. Breon Carnes fits, smack dab in the middle of that category. A.J. Bush, same thing. I'm sure Tristan Jebbia actually had a really good spring game before Adrian would have been here already for the spring game, I think. He was an early enrollee guy. Anyway, A lot of good spring game guys. A lot of guys who never played. A lot of guys who ended up playing other positions, including baseball. And then and then a couple of historically significant guys. Just thought I'd take you down that road real quick. Not a commentary on anything, really. You take that information, Josh, and you do whatever you would need to do.
I have some takeaways from it for sure. Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead? Give us some takeaways.
The analyzing of who will be the future quarterback of Nebraska needs to be better.
Good takeaway.
Thank you.
Good takeaway.
Thank you.
Also, it doesn't. I'll give those individual guys some credit. The fact that there was three different head coaches over that period of time probably doesn't help.
Sure.
Several different offenses over that period of time probably doesn't help.
Like certain instances, like give me the McCaffrey kid. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you're not saying no to that.
It's a bit bungled in that situation. All right. A fun trip down memory lane. We'll come back, pull questions, tell you what to watch next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.